Testivity Audio Course, Series 63, Module 5, Securities and Transactions Exempt from Registration.
As with the registration of persons, there are situations where registration of a security may not be required. Entities that are specifically identified as being able to issue securities exempt from registration include the U.S. government and agencies of the U.S. government. Municipalities, that's state governments and political subdivisions of state governments. Foreign governments, with whom the U.S. maintains diplomatic relations. To qualify for this exemption, the security must be issued at the federal level of the foreign government, with the exception of Canada. Any security issued, insured, or guaranteed by Canada, a Canadian province or territory, or any political subdivision of the Canadian government is exempt from registration. Additional entities able to issue exempt securities include banks, savings and loans, credit unions, insurance companies, railroads and other common carriers, public utilities, securities listed on national exchanges, non-profit organizations, securities issued in conjunction with employee pension or profit-sharing plans, and commercial paper, assuming it matures in 270 days or less, is issued in denominations of at least $50,000 and is issued by a corporation with one of the top three financial ratings. Note that the Uniform Securities Act gives the State Securities Administrator the power to revoke the exemption for non-profit organizations and for securities offered in connection with an employer-sponsored retirement plan. If a security does not qualify for one of the aforementioned exemptions, it must be registered, unless it's sold through an exempt transaction. Certain transactions accommodate for the sale of unregistered, non-exempt securities. Transactions qualifying as exempt include isolated non-issuer transactions, unsolicited non-issuer transactions, underwriting transactions, sales by certain parties acting in an official capacity, such as court-supervised transactions, executor of a will, sheriff, marshal, receiver in bankruptcy, guardian, conservator, etc. Sales to accredited investors, private placements, pre-organizational subscriptions, and offers to existing shareholders are all exempt transactions. The administrator may revoke an exemption for any otherwise exempt transaction when determined to be in the best interest of the public to do so.